I have been a part of choosing the All-Star team for Oklahoma ever since I've been. I mean, I've been involved with it since the get-go, and they do everything legit. I mean, you know, there's a panel of 8 people. You know, the league president has no say-so, because I, as a coach, had to make those hard decisions. You know, I coached an All-Star team 2 years, and, you know, it came down to where, you know, it was between 3 kids, and league president, he comes to me, he says, which ones do you want? I said, well, I'm going to take this one, I'm going to take this one. And he, you know, and he never said why, but my reasonings why were mainly because of a parent. Well, we've got to have people that are in Waco that doesn't do stupid stuff. I mean, he knows that, you know, if he has one more hiccup like what he did, I mean, because he should have known what was going on. You know, and then like, I don't know, he was trying to hold my feet to the fire on some stuff, you know. Oh, well, you need to answer all these questions. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I said, no, y'all created this monster for me. Well, I will tell you that Tulsa has a lawsuit against Williamsport, Little League. Well, during COVID, their procedures that they did in Waco, mm-hmm. They targeted Oklahoma and did, I mean, like their testing, you know, like they were doing their COVID testing, and they disqualified Oklahoma because they were winning instead of it being a Texas team down there. And I mean, it was a real bad deal, and they're winning that lawsuit. Yeah, because they don't want to talk about it because they're losing it. Well, so, I mean, just between me, you, and the fence post, do you really think that they have a chance? I mean, I saw the Tulsa kids. I mean, because, like I said, I was out there when they got picked. And they're pretty legit. I mean, they're going to have to put 12 on that roster. There's no way around that. Well, I mean, so, I'm pretty familiar with all of the talent and who's playing who. I mean, I've been in this baseball thing. I mean, you know. I mean, my kid that played at Moore just turned, I mean, and when I was the president out there, I mean, he just turned 30 yesterday. So, well, and I mean, and that's where I'm at. I mean, and I'm just looking at, I mean, I know what I have done is I reach out to, like PWP, you know, because my youngest son played through PWP, Sandlot. You know, I know all those guys, so they send all their kids that are that age that are within the demographic, and they come out and play. So, I mean, we've got a common, I mean, we had 26 players, and we took 12 kids, and there's literally another 10 kids that are good that did not make the team. Yeah. I don't get involved in their finances. Because that is, I used to be on that board before I became the state director. I can't be on that board and being a state director. And I try not to get involved in any of that just because it's better to not. The reason they're doing that is they're only doing that just because of Oklahoma suing them. I mean, that's the whole thing. And I know it. Because they filed it, it's in Williamsport, because that's where they had to file it. But, I mean, it all came down to, you know, like they were supposed to have all the teams in different rooms when they were swabbing them. They had them all in the same room, and they disqualified the Oklahoma team, but not the Texas team that won it, which was from Perryland. It was in the same room when they did all the, yes, they did them together. Yeah. I mean, they swabbed them, the same people that swabbed, you know, and then they didn't have any control over it, you know, and that was what the whole deal was. Well, I just don't say a whole lot about it just because it's not really my story to tell. I mean, you know, it's just one of those deals, and I know why it happened. I mean, I know, because I've just been around them I mean, even when I coached, so I had a kid that they approved that lived outside the boundaries, they approved him to play within Little League because there was no other Little Leagues around. He made the All-Star team, and then they wouldn't sign off on him after his parents. Okay, I don't know how familiar you are with this kid. He was a Shawnee kid, and then they moved to Edmond Santa Fe. Was a kid that was on my Little League team, and they did not let him go after his parents drove him back and forth. And he made every league game, and they Waco would not sign off. And it was when they were 12. Cole's 20. He's 20. So when they were 8 years ago. Well, it was because the lady that was down there, which is Jen Colvin, didn't like Steve. And she was trying to do everything she could to keep him from anything that she could possibly do. So, I mean, but he says it didn't happen. I mean, I'm telling you, it happened. I saw it firsthand happen. You know, why didn't I make it? Well, no, that wasn't even during COVID. I mean, this was a totally different deal. Several, I mean, it's not just one-time thing. I mean, it's a over and over and over thing that happens. I'll call Steve and see what I can do. That you reach out to Holly and them. Suggest that you reach out to them. You need to have 12 on that team. However they need to do it, they need to have 12 on that team. No, he can be an alternate. Somebody drops out, then he can. I would put the DC kid as the alternate, and then I would put 12 on that team. I can't sign off on it if they don't have 12.